The Class of 1970. As I read the myriad Facebook posts this spring of students and their parents lamenting the cancellation of graduations, it took me back to a time 50 years ago. It was 1970, when many colleges and universities across the U.S. suspended classes because of another tragic event: the killing of four students by the Ohio National Guard on May 4th. Richard Nixon had been elected president in 1968, campaigning on a platform to end the Vietnam War. Throughout the late 1960s, activists, including me, had taken part in anti-war protests. There was a generational divide, as many parents supported the president and the war. My dad worked for the CIA at the time, and discussions at dinner often became heated. In our family, we were raised to believe that citizens should always support the government. The path to change in a democracy, we were taught, was through the election process. By the spring of 1970, it seemed that the war might be coming to an end. Maybe our voices were being heard. Then, on April 30th, Nixon announced the U.S. invasion of Cambodia. New waves of student protests erupted around the country.